home for Soundtrack's greatest hits.
This is STR. Vous écoutez STR. STR Radio.
Vine takes the nation's Valentine's calls next on STR. In his popcorn phone-in. Jeremy Vine's popcorn phone-in.
Please leave a message after the tone.
What do you want to talk about? What do you think?
I've been Jeremy Vine, and this has been Radio 2, and the pound has halved in value since the programme started. Oh, my bleeding jugglers.
I'm going to hang up the line right now.
And please do that. Do us all a favour. Jeremy Vine's popcorn phone-in. This soppy theme is on because this is a Valentine's special in which you can phone me with your requests and dedications. On this hour, I will be playing the most soppy, sentimental, and slushy themes you've ever laid your ears on.
Valentine Edition.
Popcorn Radio.
Hello, I'm Jeremy Vine, and welcome to a brand new show from Popcorn. This is The Romantic Phone-In with me, Jeremy Vine. It's a lovely, lovely edition, and I love you for joining this show. I absolutely mean that from the bottom of my heart, I really do. And to show you that I appreciate it, I will listen to all your comments, I will take all your requests and dedications, and I will make this a beautiful show tonight. Whether you've got a girlfriend, whether you're married, or whether you've just got a pet, if, unlike me, you're not married and haven't been, then I'm going to make you feel very welcome. I'm married, I'm happy, and I never get lonely. Even when I work very late on a special edition of Panorama, and I have to work well into the night, I've always got the thought of a lovely wife and loving kids when I get home. If that's not you, then I can only sympathise. You need to get out more. Dorothy has just rung the show to tell us that she's getting married next Saturday, but she's just found out that her husband is having an affair. She said she had the perfect revenge. She would tell him about the affair that she's been having. Well, good luck, Dorothy, in your marriage. And now I will oblige by playing your request. This is from The Bodyguard, and it says what you said you will always do for Fred if he forgives you for your affair. I will always love you from The Bodyguard. Just to confirm that Dorothy's husband is not actually called Fred, he's called Steve, but he wants to be called that to conceal his identity. You're listening to the Valentine's edition of Popcorn with me, Jeremy Vine. Hello, this is Jeremy Vine, and you're listening to The Romantic Phone-In. A beautiful, beautiful song there has just played. It was from Disney's Aladdin. It is, of course, the seminal Disney song, A Whole New World. I often get that out on tape whenever I'm feeling depressed about the state of the world, about the credit crunch and all the horrible things that I cover for my BBC One show. Right now, Rob is twiddling his thumbs on the end of a phone line waiting to speak to the show. Unfortunately, Rob, I'm going to have to keep you waiting just a little bit longer because I'm going to tell you what I'm going to play next. It's from Annie DeFranco on My Best Friend's Wedding. It's called Wishing and Hoping. So, Rob, welcome to the show. What's on your mind this St. Valentine's Day?
Well, Jeremy, you see, last Thursday, I got an incredible stroke of luck. I started to go out with this girl, and it's the first time in 10 years. The only thing I neglected to tell her that I was a fisherman. And I just got a job. I'm starting it today. I'm leaving in an hour to troll the high seas for 4 months.
And what are you fishing for?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe some rare sharks, some gold, some seaweed, or maybe some fish. But personally, I'll be looking out for girls at port.
But I thought that you just told me that you've got a girlfriend.
Well, yeah, I have in my head, but that's in the UK. When I'm away in Fiji, who knows what I could get up to, if you know what I mean.
Yes, but aren't you a little concerned that your girlfriend might be listening?
Oh yeah, I was going to give her a dedication. Could you play for me, Wishing and Hoping, from My Best Friend's Wedding? It's our favourite song, because we watched that movie the first night we got together.
Sure, I'd be happy to.
Hello, love. I'm on the radio. Look at me.
She can't look at you, your face doesn't come through the telephone. However foolish I think you have been on this call, it has been an interesting one, and I'll be glad to play your song.
But I didn't ask for Elton John.
This is The Romantic Phone-In. If you want to be next, then you know what number to call. 999, and then ask for the fourth option, which is Jeremy Vine.
The Stomp's Guide to Prison.
I haven't got a girlfriend while I'm in prison. I've got one on the outside, but she's seeing someone else now. And that ticks me off. So how do you get love when you're inside a prison? Other than going out with yourself. Well, first you need to take your blinking glasses off and have a look around the prison to see who you fancy. And then you've got to use your imagination. You both have, in fact. Now, it doesn't matter if you're as straight as a new ruler. That's not what's at stake here. Get together with another inmate and one of you is going to have to pretend to be a woman. Or if you don't fancy this, get yourself a pen pal. They love dangerous criminals, so make sure you are seen as dangerous around the prison. And there's no more of a dangerous criminal than one trying to escape. And either way, you'll get a date. If you get locked up for another 5 years, then you've got your pen pal for company. And if you manage to break through to the outside, you can have almost anybody you want. Because you'll be a hardened ex-con. And women love that.
Shut the f*** up in there!
Guide to Prison.
You're listening to the Valentine's edition of Popcorn with me, Jeremy Vine. Sketchbook.
Bad influence and ways.
All the things your parents didn't want you to know about. That they did. Ways you can stop having a girlfriend or boyfriend if you're the opposite gender. Here's why I used to have a girlfriend and I don't now. The first thing I did that sabotaged our relationship was buying her a box of Cheerios and then giving her one of them as a wedding ring. Needless to say, that didn't go down too well, even after she'd ate it. So come her birthday, I bought her an iron. But when she tried to use it in the living room, I said, "Women belong in the kitchen, take it in there." That went down like a lead balloon. But to be honest, doing those things was not the reason why I'm now living in single city. You see, my last girlfriend was one of a set of twins. And I sort of accidentally slept with the other one. Needless to say that when they found out, I became permanently cross-eyed. For more bad advice, visit the ngbchannel.co.uk. Bridget Jones.
I'm in my 20s and I really need a man. I need a man.
There's one over there.
I believe he goes by the name of Mark Dorsey. I would never go out with him. And anyway, he wouldn't go out with silly old me. I smoke and live in a flat. Dorsey, fancy seeing you here.
I haven't noticed you for a while. But while I can't abide your silly manners, I believe I could grow to like you. Oh, Daniel, we meet again.
Oh, no, my boss that I used to fancy.
But what about me, Bridget? Remember the times we had together?
Daniel, how could you? An egotistical maniac.
I know, but doesn't every man deserve at least one chance? Right, you and me, outside now.
Dorsey and Daniel fight as if they're Eubank and Tyson. Meanwhile, Bridget makes up her mind. I think I'm in love with Dorsey. Are you okay?
I'm a little bit bruised, but generally fine. Worst things happen at sea. Let's go home.
We're off to France. Are you coming?
I know, but talk to the hand.
60 Seconds was a Good Laugh production for Popcorn Radio. This soppy theme is on because this is a Valentine's special in which you can phone me with your requests and dedications. On this hour, I will be playing the most soppy, sentimental and slushy themes you've ever laid your ears on.
Valentine Edition.
Popcorn Radio.
Oh,
Jeremy Vine's popcorn phone-in. Welcome back to the smoochiest popcorn of all time. I can't believe this is the second one that I fronted. Just my luck. Honey Honey there, of course, which is still an ABBA song, and it's been included in Mamma Mia. And when I saw the young star of that film, I didn't think of Mamma Mia, I thought Hubba Hubba. And now I've got somebody else on the line. He comes from Richmond upon Thames. He's telling me that he's got a new companion this week.
It is true, I have.
And how are you getting on?
We're getting on rather well, thank you.
So how did you meet?
Yes.
No, I meant, where did you meet?
We met in the chicken factory.
I don't understand. How can you meet women in a chicken factory?
Well, she likes eating chicken. She's already mauled a few that were still alive, and has eaten many scraps across the floor.
Now, I'm not trying to berate your choice of girlfriend here, but I've not heard of any woman that's ever done that before.
Well, you've never met my girlfriend, have you?
Of course I haven't, because I'm a celebrity and I don't like to meet plebs. How old is your girlfriend, if you don't mind me asking?
She just turned 2 the other week, actually.
I really now don't understand you whatsoever. How can you have a girlfriend that's 2 years of age?
I don't know why I thought she was a girlfriend. She's my female cat.
But you told the producer on the phone that you were going to buy her a Valentine's card.
How the hell else did you think I'd get onto national radio?
This isn't national. It's not even on Reach On Air anymore.
Well, one better means it's global.
That's an interesting way to look at it. Is there a particular song you would like to play for today?
Oh, yes. Could you play The Real Slim Shady by Eminem, please?
Unfortunately, I cannot oblige on that one, because this is meant to be a romantic show. You're listening to the Valentine's edition of Popcorn with me, Jeremy Vine. Jeremy Vine's popcorn phone-in. Sarah has just been in touch with the show. She says she's loving it, and she sent me a Valentine's from a secret admirer, she says, and that's her. What the hell's this? Well, thank you, Sarah. In fact, I'm free after the show. I'm planning to visit a Starbucks in the centre of Cranberry. Oh no, you don't live anywhere near there, do you? I've just looked at your notes. It looks like I'll have to go back home to my wife then, doesn't it?
Jeremy, there's a woman trying to break in the studio. She ain't your wife, is she?
Oh, Oh, wait a minute, you're going to have to entertain yourselves for a bit. I've just heard from the producer that my wife is coming into the studio. I'd better put a record on while I deal with this. Let me have a look. I haven't actually lined one up because I've been too busy talking to this chap. Hang on, this one will do. This is the theme to, I believe, the romantic movie starring Kathleen Turner, Michael Douglas and Danny DeVito. It is called Romancing the Stone. Starting, just bear with me. Now, this is Popcorn with the romantic phone-in. Jeremy Vine's Popcorn phone-in. I love to see you smile, of course, from The Simpsons. And I hope I'm having the same effect on you, the listeners. I can't see your faces, I can't see whether you're smiling or not, but I hope that you are. Because I've been told by me that I'm a very funny and talented man. But now I've got Phil on the phone. He tells me that he is a quintagamist. What does that mean, Phil?
Well, basically it means I've got 5 lasses.
I should have guessed, really, shouldn't I? So what are you doing for Valentine's Day?
Oh, I've got quite a busy schedule. You know, at 6 o'clock I'm with wife 1, then I go to wife 2 at 7. Initially, I thought about taking them all out individually throughout the evening, but that was a stupid idea, so I've all invited them to the same restaurant, and we're all going to have a tasty meal together at the most luxurious restaurant in town. We've got the best table in the house at 8:30.
Forgive me if I'm wrong, but does not the word catfight come into your mind?
I don't see any cats at restaurant.
Well, to be honest, I think you might start to see them when they all gather round the table.
I'm going to flipping clue what you're on about. It sounds like a load of southern pish-posh.
Well, I wish you the best of luck in your ventures, Phil. I just hope that you don't get hurt too badly. And now a message to Reach On Air, my former fellow broadcasters and management. My heart will go on. Jeremy Vine's popcorn phone-in.
Please leave a message after the tone.
What do you want to talk about?
I've been Jeremy Vine, and this has been Radio 2, and the pound has halved in value since the programme started. Oh, my bleeding jugglers.
Hang up the line right now.
And please do that. Do us all a favour. Jeremy Vine's popcorn phone-in.